This is a tradition for many years now in Lexington. It's the annual Bach Festival, and it comes up this weekend. The music director and conductor for the Lexington Bach Festival online with us right now, John Thomas Dodson. John, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
What does this year's Bach Festival offer?
Well, we have, thank you for giving us a chance to speak about this. This is a very exciting week for us. We have musicians that are coming from around the region, as far away as Cleveland and on one end, and on the west side, well, actually Chicago on the other end. And we'll begin with performances Thursday night. They take place at St. Clair County Community College, and that will start with a string quartet. That performance is free. And then we move to Lexington on Friday. There's a wonderful pianist coming. His name is Mark Markham, and he is internationally known. He's played everywhere in the world. He won the Outstanding Alumnus Award from Johns Hopkins University just about a year ago. And he and I are old university conservatory friends long ago. He is playing a performance that is a mix of Bach and improvisation.
Wow.
And so that's, yeah, it's really fun because he'll play Bach, but he'll also improvise on things like hymns and spirituals and American Songbook and all of that, things that people will know from other lives than classical music.
Interesting.
But he's just, I can't emphasize how great a pianist he is. He's just one of the finest musicians of our time, and I'm so happy. He's actually playing later this fall, both at Carnegie Hall and at Lincoln, at Kennedy Center.
Wow.
And here we have him here at the Lexington Box.
So amazing.
That's Friday night. That's taking place at the Village Theater in Lexington. That, interestingly enough, that has also table seating available. People can have drinks and sit. And Mark, I'm sure, will talk in between pieces. He's very charming. The orchestra will begin to give concerts on Saturday night. I'll be conducting. We're doing some music from Handel's Water Music. We're finishing up our series on the Brandenburgs. We have the Brandenburg Number 5, the harpsichord Brandenburg, very famous, and Haydn Symphony Number 101, which was named after the second movement, which sounds like a clock ticking. It was a lot of fun in Haydn's lifetime. This new-fangled thing, you know, the ticking clock of the Age of Enlightenment, and everybody was fascinated by that, and Haydn did a little commentary on it with his symphony. And then we finish Sunday afternoon. So Saturday night is at 7, and Sunday afternoon is at 4:30. And both of those, preceding that, I'll actually give a little talk about the music to the audience. And so Sunday afternoon we finish at 4:30. With Brandenburg Number 3 and a piece by Ravel called The Tomb of Cooper. And it sounds like it's very dark, but actually it's quite the opposite. It's one of the most lighthearted pieces in Ravel's works. And then we finish with a Beethoven symphony, Symphony Number 8. And I should tell people they can go to the website if they want to look at all of this. If they literally just type LexingtonBachFestival.org, they'll find the website, and they can look at the concerts, and they'll see that there's a place for them to click to get tickets. Or if they want to call, I can give a phone number, which is 810-359-5120. But again, if they go to LexingtonBachFestival.org, they'll find all of this, and they can read more about Mark and about the upcoming festival. Really an exciting weekend for us.
I'm always amazed at the not just the caliber of musicians that you attract, but just the festival itself. If you were telling me this was taking place in Boston or Seattle or you know, even Detroit, I'd say, well, that's sure. But Lexington, Michigan, it just boggles the mind that a small town like Lexington, of course, Port Huron is a part of it with the performance at the SC4 Fine Arts Theater,
absolutely.
But that this region is able to attract all these musicians and this kind of a festival is amazing.
I think when they first told me about this, and I didn't know about this at all, of course, and someone called me and asked if I would come up initially and just give a pre-concert talk, and I learned this story of, you know, years and years ago, they wanted a Bach festival in Lexington. They contacted someone who had created one in a different small town. They had a model for that, which is that the musicians would stay in people's homes. And that does help it a lot because it keeps the overhead where you're just paying for the musicians' services, the professional services, and feeding them. And that, but what it did that was the big change was having people in those homes established long-term relationships with those families and the people who hosted them. And the musicians, honestly, they will write. I have been a music director of an orchestra where I've received, you know, an email that said, please don't schedule a concert during, and then they give you the date of the Lexington Bach Festival. And the reason is they don't want to have to say no to you for a concert, but they're going to go to that Lexington Bach Festival. Yeah. And so they really look forward to it. It's a weekend away from everything for them except just making music and seeing each other as the season begins. And I'm always so pleased when I see them come because they're just wonderful. I mean, truly wonderful musicians, but also they truly love this festival. I mean, they live for it. They really do.
And it's in such a beautiful setting as well. And we're going to have great weather this weekend. So we're really looking forward
to it. Thank you. We should mention the Lexington Arts Council. None of this would happen without them, and they just work tirelessly throughout the year, both for this and for the concerts in the park in Lexington, and I think it makes an enormous difference in the quality of life for the whole region. And I just encourage everybody, this is a very special thing, and the quality of the music making will surprise you, and try to come if you can and experience this. We really want to share our art with others as best we can, and we're looking forward to sharing this weekend.
The Lexington Bach Festival. Just go to lexingtonbachfestival.org for more details. John, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye now.